Thank you, Chris, and we hope to hear from you in a couple of months. Don't forget that Chris can be heard every Monday at 6 on Radio Norfolk.
But now it's time for one last roundup of the news, including this time a haircut for charity and a sleep out organised by three local churches, knitting dragons to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society, and signing bricks to feed the homeless. But to begin, the 5th Norfolk Winter School Games.
Students strapped on skis for Norfolk's biggest school sporting event. Racing down the snowy slopes, pupils from schools across the region were the first to take part in the 5th Norfolk Winter School Games, an annual event encouraging youngsters to take part in a range of sports. Around 18,000 pupils from primary and secondary schools are expected to take part this year. Hosted at the Norfolk Snow Sports Club and Gresham School, the event last Friday was the first of 14 activities, including skiing, table tennis and basketball, which will take place from now until Friday, March the 4th. Pupils ranging from Year 7 to Year 11 helped to start the landmark event. Stephen Hume, the Development Manager for Children and Young People, said the Norfolk Winter School Games gives thousands of children the opportunity to participate in some fantastic sporting competitions, which is the culmination of qualifying competitions across the school sports partnerships. The inspiration that such a spectacular event can create for a young person cannot be underestimated. Positive and high-quality early experiences of sport and physical activity are a great platform for lifelong participation and a healthy and active lifestyle. Norfolk Winter School Games is the biggest school sporting event to take place in the county. Arranged by Active Norfolk and the Norfolk School Sports Partnerships, the games are also sponsored by Community Sports Centre Sports Park.
A great-grandmother who cut off her hair for charity has raised hundreds of pounds to help other cancer sufferers in Norfolk. Hazel Saunders was diagnosed with a fast-growing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma last March and has been undergoing chemotherapy at the Coney Centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But now, despite completing her final chemo session only last month, the 82-year-old has raised £700 for Norwich-based charity The Big C. And she said, "I want to say a big thank you to all the people who gave money to make this grand total, and another thank you to the hospital for what the ENT and the Coney Centre and Weyburn Room have done for me so quickly to get me better. Thank you also to my family for taking me to hospital and for doing my shopping. I've now just got to be patient until I'm better enough to go digging in my polytunnel again." She also thanked the listeners of BBC Radio Norfolk, who donated a large amount of her total after she shared her story on the radio. Back in September, family members joined Mrs. Saunders at Amy's Hairdressers in Fakenham's Norwich Street for her head shave. She donated the hair to make wigs, along with the hair of her granddaughter, who also chopped her waist-length locks in support. Mrs. Saunders, who has 5 daughters, 11 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren, moved to Folsom, near Dereham, from her native Hayes in Middlesex when she married her late husband Jack in 1954.
People from 3 local churches are preparing to take on the bitter cold by braving a sleep-out event. St. Thomas Norwich, Soul Church and the Salvation Army Citadel have all pledged their support for an annual fundraising event, the YMCA's Sleep Easy Challenge, which will see people spend a night sleeping under the stars. The charity event, which is designed to raise awareness of the issue of homelessness, takes place on the night of February 12th. Friday, and will involve participants taking part in a variety of challenges to keep them busy. Challenges will include participants building their own cardboard shelters before spending the night in them. The event, which is YMCA Norfolk's seventh of this kind, will be held at the Soul Church Nursery site on Heartsease Lane, Norwich, from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. the following morning. Reverend David Lloyd, Associate Vicar at St. Thomas Norwich and City College Chaplain, said, "Sleep Easy is such an important event to raise awareness and funds to combat the causes of homelessness. I too easily take my warm bed, warm radiators, and full fridge for granted each day, but one night out in the cold, damp, hard floor changes all of this and reminds me of the value of the hard graft that the YMCA put in for every young person on the street. All funds raised from the event will go toward the work of the YMCA Norfolk, including supported accommodation provided to over 260 young people every night who might otherwise be homeless."
When you think of knitting, you often associate the skill with winter hats and brightly coloured scarves. But one Norwich woman has decided to create a family of mythical creatures. Fiona Dowson, who's 50, from Silver Road, has been knitting dragons in memory of the well-known author Sir Terry Pratchett, who died in March last year. Mrs. Dowson, who's an ice cream seller and volunteers at West Stowe Anglo-Saxon Village in Suffolk, has taken inspiration from some of Sir Terry's stories, such as Dragons at Crumbling Castle and Sunshine Sanctuary for Sick Dragons, to create a variety of knitted versions. She's hoping to raise money for charity, following in the footsteps of the Go Go Dragons project that saw 84 large dragon sculptures take residence around the city. Her creations, along with those from other keen knitters, will be displayed at the Stowe Dragon Festival in June, before being sold in December. Mrs. Dowson said the money from the sale of the dragons will be donated to the Alzheimer's Society in memory of Sir Terry Pratchett, who suffered from the disease. Others are being encouraged to help create dragons for the charity, and Mrs. Dowson has created a website that features knitting designs. The patterns range in difficulty, with some taking 6 hours to complete and more difficult ones taking up to 20 hours.
A new Norwich restaurant's donation initiative has helped to provide food for homeless people in the city centre. The Brick Pizza Restaurant on Gentleman's Walk opened in December and has already started to get involved in helping the local community. The scheme involves customers being able to personalise one of the bricks on the restaurant's wall for £4. The funds raised are then used to donate a pizza to homeless people. Brick restaurateur George Coley, who lives off Earlham Road, said, "I got the idea around a year ago when I saw a similar fundraising scheme in New York called Suspended Coffee. It was a post-it note idea with coffee, where a customer would come in and buy a coffee and also buy a coffee for someone else. So if someone came into the shop with no money, they were able to have a free drink. When we opened, I was hoping we could find a way to help less fortunate people in the city, with it being so close to Christmas, which is when we decided to come up with the buy a brick idea. Seeing as we had the brick wall, we thought it would be a good idea to give customers an opportunity to personalise a brick, and it helps to support the homeless people in the area. Since starting the donations last month, the restaurant has donated more than 50 pizzas to homeless people. He said, "We'll often go down to the soup kitchen in the evening with a stack of pizzas, and they seem to go down well, as they're usually all gone within a couple of minutes. It's nice to be able to do something positive for people less fortunate, especially in winter, as it's a really difficult time. As well as the restaurant doing its part, customers have really taken to the fundraising campaign." Mr. Coley said, "It is great that the customers are getting involved with the donations so that we can contribute together to help the wider community."